Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. I'm delighted to hear what Gwyneth is talking about. We have not prepared one iota for this broadcast. I had no idea what we were going to be talking about. So everything that you're hearing is just off the top of our heads. We're just saying what we believe based on our experiences. And Gwyneth, as I'm learning, is one of the very, very, very few people who has decided to implement the tax strategies that I use. So, for example, I've been mentioning that I'm writing a book. And maybe I'll publish the book. Maybe I won't. But because I'm talking about it, because I'm saying that I'm working on it, or even if I didn't, it would be up to me as a business decision for my business to write this book. And I can say, I can get all the way to the point where I am ready to click publish and say, nah, I'm not going to do it. And can the IRS say to me, whoa, you've deducted the business use of your home. You've deducted insurance costs, maintenance costs. You've deducted. Yeah, all those things are above board and bona fide, but now you're not going to publish? Yeah. I changed my mind. That's up to me. That's not up to them. They can't say you can't take these tax deductions because you've changed your mind. That's a business decision. I could change my mind for whatever reason I want. I could say, you know what, I don't think I'm going to sell any of them. I don't think anybody would pay attention. I don't think anybody would want them. Maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't. I don't know, but I don't feel like doing it anymore. So I'm going to do something else instead. So I could do that, or I could click the button and say publish. So, for example, I've made an enormous amount of mistakes in my business decisions. I mean, I bought a little dirt bike, and it was too small. That was a mistake. Should have bought a little bigger one. All of them were used. They're not a lot of money, just a few hundred dollars. Should have bought a bigger one. Well, is the first one not a tax deduction because I made a mistake? No. I'm allowed to make mistakes. Government makes mistakes all the time. I mean, they hold the record for making mistakes. I make mistakes too. So I should have bought a bigger one. Actually, I made a mistake with that. I should have bought a four-wheeler. That was much better. But that was a mistake. Should have bought a Jeep, because they have heat and windshield wipers. So, yeah, you can make mistakes. And fencing, all the things that we've been talking about, are legitimate tax deductions, legitimate expenses for a farm, which is why I keep saying, you need to buy a farm. Get out of town. Leave the city while you still can. That's not for everybody. You've got to be willing to do the kinds of things that Gwyneth's talking about, like hauling poop in buckets and wheelbarrows and shoveling. That's what we do. You know, you may see me in a sports coat and a tie and a white long-sleeve shirt and combat boots and dark blue jeans, but other times I'm covered with farm substances.
What a farmer does, mm-hmm. About half of what a farmer does is feeding animals and about the other half of what a farmer does is cleaning up the poo. That's just how it is. And and it's especially if you've got an intensive farming system, that's doubly necessary. So if you've got your animals in pens or stable, then you need to go through every single day and you need to get rid of the poo out of the pen or out of the stable or whatever. You just, that's just life. That's what farmers do. And, you know, Vincent, I think that's why a lot of people don't want to be farmers, because they don't want to deal with poop.
Doctors and nurses do. I mean, that's a big part of their day. It's a big problem. How many people hit the button and say, I gotta go again and again. I mean, that's what happens. So it's not just farmers. It's all anyone who deals with life has got the poop and the pee problem. And you know, and there are other things. So for example, I don't want to deal with it as much as I have to. So what we do is we don't have intensive farming. What we do is we rotate the fields that we let our cows graze. We say, here's what you can graze today, and then tomorrow we let them graze another area. So we let them spread the poop out themselves. And then what we do is maybe 30 years ago, I bought a chain harrow. And a chain harrow is like a chain link fence, but way heavier. So instead of just wire bent into the form of a chain link fence, it's about 5/8 inch steel, or 1/2 inch. And it's woven into a much larger opening area, and it weighs, maybe 1,000 pounds. And I drag it behind a tractor. And as it drags through the grass, it breaks up that manure and spreads it around. So I just get on a tractor and I pull this chain harrow, and it does all the spreading for me. But I still get covered, you know, poop flies up from the front wheels and the back wheels, and, you know, I still get covered in poop, but it's not quite so bad. It's a little bit of poop. That's why farmers like brown clothing, you know, brown jackets.
Yeah, gumboots.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that, if you look at Carhartt brand jackets, you know, the brown color, the different shades of brown, well, that's dried poop color.
That's just unavoidable. Yeah. That's what you have to do. And that's no matter what sort of farming that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it really is amazing. But, you know, people, I think that they just don't want to do any physical work of any description. If you want to make a lot of money in this world, you know, everybody thinks that you make a lot of money by becoming a button presser. But you know something, the market is so flooded with button presses that the price for being a button presser has actually gone through the floor. And where the real money is to be made, at least here in Australia, I think it's probably the same in the United States, is tradesmen. If you're a tradesman, you can name your price just about, because nobody wants to be a tradesman, a fitter and turner, a painter and decorator, a rigger, a dogger, a heavy diesel mechanic, an auto mechanic, you know, any of these trades, a plumber, an electrician, you know, anything like that. They don't want to do it because it's too much like hard work, you know. They don't want to go out. And actually, I did write an email to you earlier, and I went into this. My husband, Archie, had a job once when he was alive. And his job, he was a painter and decorator by trade. And he got this job, and his job was to paint the Sydney Harbour Bridge in Australia, okay? And he would get his paint bucket out, and he would have to mix up the paint in the morning, And, you know, and then he would have to go out when it was the right consistency, and he'd have to go and climb up the bridge, and he'd have to get his paintbrush and physically paint the Sydney Harbour Bridge. And he would start at one end of the bridge, and he would paint. And, of course, he wasn't the only one. There was a whole team of them. And but by the time the team got from one end of the bridge to the other end of the bridge, it was time for them to go back to the first part of the bridge because the bridge would need painting again. And they had a whole team of extras to help them. They had riggers whose job it was to, do the safety harnesses for these painters and decorators, because sometimes they would have to go up on wires because they would have to paint the cable, and they would have to paint underneath sections of the bridge, and there was no other way to do it other than to hang from a harness underneath the bridge. And the rigger would have to go and set up the harness for him to paint for the day. So he'd be hanging in the harness and paint. And you'll never guess, I know that I told you who Archie's rigger happened to be, but the class will be absolutely astounded to Archie.
He was an Australian.
He was an Australian. He was a real dinky di Aussie. He was Paul Hogan. Crocodile Dundee himself.
Mm-hmm.
This is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go on the internet and you can type in Paul Hogan, Sydney Harbour Bridge, and there's videos on YouTube where he talks about his days as a rigger on the Sydney Harbour Bridge. And he it would be his job to set up all the harnesses and all the equipment for the painters and decorators. And if one of them had an accident, it was the rigger's job to get that painter out of there if they had a fall or whatever. And, you know, it's really quite amazing. So if you see in the Crocodile Dundee movie, there's a particular scene where there's a guy going to jump off a building in the Crocodile Dundee movie, and then Crocodile Dundee comes along and just strolls along the outside of the building like it's no big deal whatsoever. The reason why he was able to do that was because he was used to working at heights. And he just used to stroll along the top of the bridge, just like, you know, as if it was nothing. And, you know, the Sydney Harbour Bridge is a very, very big structure. It's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of feet tall. And he would go up there every day and just walk around as if it was just nothing. And that's the reason why, when it came time to do the Crocodile Dundee movies, he was so good at it. His skill as an actor came from his real-life experiences, and if there hadn't been the real-life experiences, that character would not have had the depth that it had. And he did a variety of jobs. You know, he probably did work in the outback for, quite a bit of his career, you know, and saw the people, and he was able to transmit that through his character. But the thing is, if you want to make a lot of money, become a rigger. If you're not scared of heights. You know, Archie wasn't scared of heights either. When he was a younger man, he was living in Scotland. He was working at John Brown's shipyard, and he had to be on a scaffold 300 feet up in the air with no safety harnesses and no rigging and no nothing, no safety rails, painting the sides of ocean liners when they came in to be careened in the dry dock.
Right, we'll be right back. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs live in Australia.
By American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Isaacs is with us. And Gwyneth, you mentioned that you can make a lot of money in the trades. So during the commercial break, I decided to look up what does it cost to install a hot water heater. I was stunned. So according to what I read, typically a person will spend between $769 US and $1,448. That's for the unit and the labor. But if you have a gas unit, that's $50 to $150 more than that. And if you have a tankless version, it's $1,000 to $3,000 more than that.
Wow.
That's for a hot water heater.
Yeah.
Now, I remember hot water heaters, you could buy them for $149, $198. I'm talking about just a regular hot water heater. We're not talking about anything special here. So, and then I looked up the price of painting a house. If you have a fairly large house, it can cost $6,000 to paint a house. Now, we're not talking about building a house. We're talking about, and we're not talking about repairing wood and, you know, removing dry rot and damaged wood. We're just talking about painting. Up to $6,000 to paint a house. So,
that's right.
Yeah, the trades, if you go to have your Mercedes worked on and you say, yeah, it's acting a little weird. Here are the symptoms. They'll say, all right, for a couple $100, we'll tell you what the problem is. They'll diagnose it for a couple hundred, or they'll try to. Now, that does not include the repair labor, nor does it include the repair taxes on the parts. That's just the diagnosis. So now we are looking at an enormous amount of money to fix and maintain things. Enormous. I wanted to share something with you.
That's absolutely true, Vincent, what you're saying.
And here's another component of this. So we learned from an auto parts store the most unbelievable thing. So the Chinese factory outlet has a oil, battery, lubrication, tire department. So you can have your oil changed. You can have tires and batteries installed. And they were on the phone with an auto parts store. And they had a problem because one of their auto mechanic engineers used an impact gun on an oil drain plug on a customer's vehicle and stripped the threads out of the oil pan. Oh, I won't screw it anymore. I won't stay. I've never ever considered doing that. It's never entered my mind to use. We have a couple impact guns here at the farm. I'm talking about those things that you see tire changing people. I won't call them mechanics because I don't think they are. Tire changing people, they use them on lug nuts on wheels. They use them to remove them, and they incorrectly use them to reinstall the lug nuts. Well, they use that on the drain plug to tighten it. And stripped out the threads. And while they were on the phone with the auto parts store requesting an oversized drain plug, because when you strip out the threads, one way of recovering from that damage is to put in an oversized drain plug. So it's the threads are the same number of threads per inch, but the diameter of the drain plug is a little bit larger. So when you put the oversized drain plug in, you're cutting new threads in the oil pan. Of course, then you leave little shards of metal in the oil pan unless you really know what you're doing. And while they were on the phone, they said, oh, he did it again. So the guy did it twice. So they needed two drain plugs. So they damaged two customers' vehicles. Which leads me to the point, never, never, never have Walmart work on your car, no matter what. I have lots of examples, and someday when I've got more time, I can tell you three major failures that I am aware of that Walmart caused through their incompetence, through their carelessness, through neglect. These are all my opinions. Come get me, Walmart. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump making a statement at this hour at the White House concerning the Turkey-Syria border situation. In a tweet a short time ago, the president said the ceasefire there has held and that the Kurds are safe, though that doesn't jive with reports from the ground. President Trump also saying that ISIS prisoners being held in the area have been secured. Presidential candidate Joe Biden is still leading the polls in the race for the Democratic nomination. A new CNN survey says Biden has support of 34% of Democratic-leaning voters. Senator Elizabeth Warren comes in second in the poll with 19%.
This has been a challenging few years for Facebook.
That's Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, currently in the spotlight at a hearing on Capitol Hill that's going to focus on its controversial plan for digital currency. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, why did I mention the Chinese factory outlet, Walmart? Because doing the job correctly takes knowledge and skill. And as fewer and fewer people have the knowledge and skill to do the job correctly, the price goes up. And as Gwyneth was saying, yes, you can earn a living as a tradesman. One other example. Now, this is just This is just the cost to do the job. This does not include the parts. A standard kitchen sink replacement in the United States costs about $468 to replace a kitchen sink. Now, that just means disconnect and remove the existing sink, fit and secure the new sink, and connect it to the existing P-trap and plumbing. It does not include any modifications that might have to be made to the plumbing to connect the new sink. So, for example, if you have older plumbing and it's 1 1/4 inch drain and you want to bring it up to the standard 1 1/2 inch, it's going to cost more. If you have to have fittings to adapt, it will cost more. If you have a dishwasher that you want to connect to your new sink and you didn't have one before, that's more. So, and this does not include the cost of the sink. So now we're looking at, let's say, $400 for the plumbing adapters and the sink. So $400 for the sink and the adapters, plus the $468 for the labor. You're now looking at $868 to replace a kitchen sink. That's nuts. So the point is, you need to have the skills. You need to learn the skills. You need to do these things for yourself, because pretty soon you won't be able to find qualified people to do the job, which is why you should never, in my opinion, never go to Walmart for tires or tire balance or battery change or an oil change because of the damage that I've seen to people's vehicles. You know, there's in a Mercedes, there's a vent tube that comes with the Mercedes. So a lot of times the Mercedes vehicles have the car battery under the seat or in the rear passenger compartment under the deck in a station wagon, a Mercedes wagon. So you want the gases, the hydrogen, vented outside the vehicle so you don't have an explosion. So they have a little clear plastic tube. It's about a foot long, about 1/8 inch in diameter, and it's hooked up to a vent on the side of an H8 battery or an H6, which is the international type battery that Mercedes use. And you can get that in any brand. Right? So just you leave that hose with the vehicle, take the battery out, put the new battery in, and reconnect that little hose or tube to vent outside. 100% of the Mercedes vehicles that I've seen with a Walmart battery do not have that hose. They've all been removed. All of them.
Oh, gosh.
I keep a 10-pack of the connectors to replace them and, oh, I don't know, 20, 25 feet of hose to replace those that are missing when Mercedes come into our farm. Because they're all missing. Why? Because the engineers at Walmart, in my opinion, have no clue what they're doing. Yeah. That's the truth of the matter. So you need to find, class, you need to find someone who maybe will show you so that you can do the job yourself. You can replace the battery yourself. If they can pay a guy minimum wage to do it at Walmart, you can do it absolutely for sure, because you're brighter than that. If you're listening to USA Prepares, excuse me, if you are a student or an instructor of USA Prepares, you are way smarter than the average in the United States or worldwide. No question. Because you want to know more.
Yeah. What I would like to go into briefly is, how I came to... I'll segue into a question that you asked the other day, but I want to say how I came to the idea of applying for stable hands work. And I said to myself, it was actually inspired by USA Prepares broadcast, but I had been applying for some stable hand work, but I decided to take it a bit more seriously when I had to think about your comment and also Dr. Shealy's comment as well, that people tend to do best at what they did in a past life, okay? Obviously, I don't want to do a lot of the types of work that I did in a past life, but there's aspects of the work that I was really, really good at, one of them being horsemanship. With being Lady Catherine Ferrers, I was very, very good with horses. And, you know, that's something where I've been able to take a talent from that past life and turn it to a legal and lawful means of generating some income. And I would encourage people in the class to go with somebody who has a lot of experience with doing past life regression. So if you're in Dr. Shealy's area, definitely give him a call, and he will be able to do a past life regression with you. Or Dr. Richard Allen Miller, I believe that he also does past life regression therapy with people. You know, but you've just got to realize that, or, you know, just ask God to show you who you were in a past life, because you will be able to realize what you did in that life. And like I say, maybe you won't be able to employ all aspects of what you did, but there will be some aspect that you will be able to implement. And something else, Vincent, that you asked was, how did I know that I was George Wilson? Would you like to know? Would the class, do you think the class
Absolutely. Because yeah. I was a nobody, according to what I learned in my past life regression with Dr. Shealy. I was just a farmer, and I had the same success that I'm having with the broadcast, getting people to prepare. Zero. And so I'm. It seems to me that if this is true, I'm due to repeat what I'm doing to try to get people to wake up, and I'm not very good at it. So, boy, I got a tough row to hoe. Jeez.
Yeah. But,
yeah. And yeah. Well, John Reagan said the same thing. He said he's gotten zero people to pay attention. And how about you? Just very quickly before you get into how did you know, have you gotten people to prepare?
I have got, I don't know. I hope so. I hope that people are paying attention.
Yeah.
I think that there are a few people out there who are listening. Because occasionally I get emails from people who say, gee, I love your broadcast. You've got so many wonderful things to say. And I really appreciate that. You know, it encourages me. But I know that there's never going to be a huge number of people, but it's like one person over here, one person over there that I helped. There are people that are being helped. But I will actually go quickly now into how I know that I was George Wilson. And my husband, Archie, you know, shortly after we met, he said to me, do you feel like we've met before, but we've known each other before? And I said, oh, I don't know, maybe. And I was thinking in this life, because I didn't even really believe in reincarnation at that time. And he said, oh, you don't understand. And he sort of dropped the topic. And then a few days later, we were all sort of sitting around, because he had a large family that lived with him. He had five children. He had an adult son living with him. He had an adopted son who was an adult son living with him. And he had his estranged wife with him as well, because she was schizophrenic and he didn't have the heart to throw her out on the street. Because he was a very good, kind-hearted man, and he knew that terrible things would happen to her. But anyway, he was sitting around, and he said, you must understand, I am the teetotaling pirate king. And everybody, I think the people who were sort of there had heard that before, and they sort of rolled their eyes, and they said, oh, yeah, whatever, Dad. I'll let you hear what I said. Yeah, the teetotaling pirate king, what does that mean? And he said, I was on this earth before, hundreds of years ago, and I was a fellow called the teetotaling pirate king, okay? And I said, what do you mean teetotaling pirate king? And he says, I was the pirate king, but I didn't drink alcohol, I only drank tea. And I said, really? And I believe there even could be such a thing. And he said, it's true, I am the teetotaling pirate king. And I said, okay, all right. And anyway, he used to tell stories about the things he'd done in that life and also in other lives as well that he'd lived on the earth before. And so I agreed after a while to do past life regression because he said, you were there. You were there. I believe you were there with me. And so I said, all right, we'll do past life regression and we'll see how I fit in. And so he did past life regression. And we saw that I was a surgeon who lived in the teetotaling pirate king's cabin with him, and that we were very much in love, that I had to disguise myself as a man because for some reason it wasn't safe for me to be a woman in that world. So, but I was so convincing in my act of being a man, nobody ever guessed that I was actually female. And when we began to, you know, be obviously in love and, you know, I was moved into his cabin and all the rest of it, all the people around us thought that we were homosexual because I was so convincing with my act. And that was what happened. And as a result, nobody ever guessed. And that was what we got in the past life regression research, that I was actually female. And it wasn't safe for me to be recognized as a female. And anyway, Archie was always saying, oh, you'll have to research the history of this. We didn't see our names at that time. That all we knew was that I was a surgeon, and that Archie was the teetotaling pirate king. And so what happened, well, I'll continue the story after the break, if that's okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's yeah. Great. That's great. Gwyneth is with us. Gwyneth Isaacs. You can find her on the Internet. As a matter of fact, you can type in George Wilson, comma, pirate, and Gwyneth Isaacs comes up. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, what Gwyneth has been saying indirectly, many, many different ways, and I totally agree with her. If you want to be happy in life, turn your hobby into your business. She loves horses. She loves farming. She's turning that into another business. She's expanding her business with her hobby, with her loves of life. That's what she's doing. You can do it too. Gwyneth?
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with that, with what you're saying. That's what I'm saying. Because ultimately, that thing that you love, that's in your heart, is probably the thing you're going to be most successful at. Okay? But yeah, it's, I would like to just finish off by saying exactly how it came about that I realized that I actually was George Wilson, because I think that's important to put a bookend on that story. Archie died suddenly in 2003. He had atherosclerosis and didn't know it. A piece of cholesterol broke off on the inside of his heart and blocked up one of the coronary vessels, and he had a heart attack and died while he was right next to me. And but he knew that he wasn't long for this world, and he said, make sure that they don't bury me on the land. Make sure that they bury me at sea. And that was the type of burial that I arranged for him through the funeral home. And it was twice as expensive as a regular funeral, but he had life insurance, and so the life insurance paid for it. But then, I grieved for him because we had a great marriage and I was very much in love and all the rest of it. But what happened was, after about 3 months, I said, right, this thing would not leave me alone about him saying that he is the teetotaling pirate king. And I thought it was stupid. So I went and did a Google search for teetotaling pirate king, and I found out about Bartholomew Roberts. Captain Bartholomew Roberts, and that's his nickname. You can go into Google and search Teetotaling Pirate King Roberts or Bartholomew Roberts, and you'll see that's what his name is. That's what history records him as being. And if you read his history, you'll find out that he had an intimate friend, and this intimate friend, Roberts declared that it was his messmate or his mate lot, which meant that he shared his bowl and he shared his cabin. He shared his bed. He shared everything he had with this fellow. And this fellow was a surgeon, and his name was called George Wilson. And they were completely smitten with each other. They were in love with each other. And I have been, I don't really agree with homosexuality. Okay, I think that it's a stupid waste of a life. But I have been on the homosexual websites and seen what they have to say about it, and they agree. You know, when they get to talking about pirates and homosexuality, they use George Wilson and Bartholomew Roberts as an example. But they don't know to this day that I was actually female, which lines up precisely with what we saw in our past life regression work. I was very, very convincing at pretending to be an effeminate man. But I wasn't, and the reason why it wasn't safe for me to come out was because of Article 6 of Bartholomew Roberts' Pirates Code. And if you go onto the internet and type in Article 6, Roberts Pirates Code, you can read what that says. It says that no woman shall be allowed on the ship, especially not a woman disguised as a man, and the penalty for that is death. And Roberts was, he was the one who made that rule, but once he made it and once it was voted in, he was as subject to that rule as any of his crew were. And when he made that rule, he had no idea that I was actually female. And had he known, he probably wouldn't have done that. But there's a few things that I remember that are different to what the history books record. And I remember meeting Robert in that life, basically when he was first kidnapped and forced to become a pirate by the previous pirate captain, which was Hal Davis. And maybe I'll go into what I've seen that describes the discrepancy. I'll go into it briefly now.
Well, we can't. We're out of time, Gwyneth. We only have a few seconds left.
I'll have to describe that another day.
Yeah, we'll do it another day. And I'm sorry for those of you who have called in. Need to call in sooner so we can take your call. So I apologize, but we'll take your calls if you call in sooner rather than the last couple minutes of the broadcast. Thank you, Gwyneth.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.